Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. I've got an answer. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
I know, pick me.
Almost every class has that one student who comes in every morning, eyes shining brightly, eager to do anything and everything. As you share the Bible story or read aloud for the day, they can't contain their enthusiasm. They laugh, they sigh, they comment, they question, often without being called on. They can't resist verbalizing their thoughts and reactions. How about you and me? We may not be in a class where a teacher is firing questions at us, but we do have opportunities to answer. The little ones in our classes are full of questions about all kinds of things, but especially about Jesus. Our families may be new to learning about Jesus, or maybe lifelong Christians. In either case, they still have questions about matters of faith. Are we ready? How can we be ready? How can we know how to respond? Our verse for today is such a help. First on our list, set apart Christ as Lord. Our sinful nature constantly fights against this, every day. We've got things to do, and more often than we'd like to admit, those things get in the way of our faith. We need to renew our faith every day by being in the Word, which moves us to put our faith into practice, by giving thanks and glory to God for all He has done for us, and by encouraging each other in faith. Next, we need to get ready. Be prepared. How? We need to read the Word every day. Read the Word on our own, with our family, in Bible class. Read solid books that deepen your spiritual knowledge and equip you to defend the faith. We can also think about what we might say to someone who asks. Be ready to tell them about sin and how it separates us from God. Be ready to tell them about grace and how God still loves us so much that He sent Jesus to take the consequences that we deserve. Be ready to tell them that even in the most difficult times, God's peace is ours. Heaven is ours. This is the hope that we have through faith. Say it simply, clearly, humbly, and with love for them. Some will be eager and interested in what you have to say. Some may need time to consider it all. Some may not appear interested at all. But your message is the same, and the Holy Spirit promises to work through it. You may not need to raise your hand, but questions will come. With the confidence of knowing that the Holy Spirit can and will bless our efforts, we don't need to be timid or hesitant. We have the joy and privilege of setting Jesus as our highest priority and being prepared to share the amazing blessing of God's undeserved love and grace for us and for all. We pray. Dearest Jesus, I so often get distracted by my tasks that I set you aside. Forgive me. Help me to set you apart as first in my life. And then give me eagerness and the words to share with those around me how much you love them and your gift of salvation for them. In your name, amen. A question to consider. How can you prepare? Can you practice with a friend? Can you write a journal of possible responses? Is there a book on witnessing you can read? A Bible class to take? Make a plan, and then ask God to bless your plan. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.